Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
I've got a good friend who's got a good life. He's got two pretty children and a real nice wife. Yet he never seems quite satisfied. Well, I said I know what's on your mind, but you better think about it before you cross that line. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love, and it ain't really love. You ain't anybody anyone gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burn? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome to Redneckinize Radio, and we're live. This is Redneckinize Radio Live. We're here. It's Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, day before Valentine's Day. It's kind of ironic everything falls into place. But, hey, don't worry. Aliens are coming. Seems like the United States is trying to scare them off, but I don't know. But all weekend they've been shooting down objects over the northern part of the North America there, and, you know, nobody knows what's going on. And they fished the Chinese balloon out of the water, and I don't know, man. Crazy stuff. But anyway, in truck driving, we're trying to get down the road, make some money. And what you guys got? What you guys got going on? How'd you do the game? Win your money? Enjoy some time? Meet some new friends? Let me know. 515-602-9731. That's the phone number to call. Get into the conversation. That's 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're here to talk about all things trucking and then some. Life on the road, getting through difficult times, and you know, checking out what's going on in the trucking industry and in the world of trucking regulations and everything, and see how we can be better and make things better. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com. That's where you can find links to our YouTube channel and Facebook and all that. And we appreciate everybody following along on our YouTube channel. Appreciate doing that. It's growing really good, and we're excited about it. So before we go any further, I'm going to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And that is at 800-634-3010. That's their phone number. That's one of their diesel particulate filters, or you need any advice or any kind of, you know, expertise in dealing with all those systems that do with the exhaust and the new EPA standards and all that. They've got all the good regulations and all that stuff, and they'll get going for you on that. So check them out. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, or give them a call at 800-634-3010. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and I. So keep things going down the road. We're just doing a lot of things different here and just trying to, you know, bring a little bit of entertainment and different things to the trucking industry. And we appreciate everybody supporting us and being part of the Redneck and I's team and crew and movement, or whatever you want to call it. So get back with us. And that's Redneck and I's Radio is part of the Redneck and I's world, where we're just, all things go wrong and the job still has to get done, then you got a Redneck and I. So hang tight here. We'll talk about some things. We'll talk about a few things going on. And how about that game? And what you got going on? All right. So hang tight. Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a second.
There's a speed zone ahead, but all right. I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodnight. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right.
this day's on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke pulling back that coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. Appreciate you joining in. It's Redneck and I's Radio Live. Call in 515-602-9731. Tell me what's on your mind. And we're just talking about what's going on in the trucking industry and where you guys been to and everything. Let's see. I had a great weekend here. I was actually doing some riding. We went riding Saturday. And then Sunday we went out to visit some family and had a Super Bowl party, and that was a lot of fun. It's always great. My family's always been a football family, so we go out and enjoy spending time with family and watching football, talking about football. Really, our conversation has always revolved around that. I don't know why, but it's just how it is. And we all like to fall in along and everything. So I don't know what everybody else is doing, but it's a big deal. So it's funny because if you go trucking news into Google, you know what takes over is today a U-Haul truck ran over a pedestrian. It's actually, I think the pedestrian was on a bicycle, like doing a food delivery, and everybody was covering it. So it was a U-Haul truck hits and injures at least 8 people in a violent rampage in Brooklyn, police say. The driver is Wing Soar, 62, is in custody in connection with the incident. There are no indications this is a case of terrorism. You know what, dude? Hey, if this guy's Asian and Chinese balloons are flying and all that, I wonder if China's is trying to, what are they doing? Just causing, I mean, it's kind of like they're creating the news. Because, I mean, you had the shootings in California, and I'm not real sure. You know what? I really don't know about the other guy that was up there. Like, he went to his own workplace, like where he was working. Not sure who that guy was. But the other guy that went to one location and then tried to get to another location, he was an older Asian man. And I don't know. Just odd how that works out. And then today, this guy here, it's Wang, W-E-N-G, Soar, S-O-R. I don't have no idea. There's no picture of the person, so hard to say. I was actually watching the news, and they broke in, and they said, we have reports of hitting one person and ran over, and they had, like, the U-Haul was dragging a bicycle underneath it. So, and they people said they saw the bike and the person and everything just sprawled out. Or maybe even was dragging the person, maybe. So, but it was in New York, you know. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? I can't control everything that goes on in New York. So, And let's see. Yeah, there's electric trucks are trying to make their way in there. They're talking about that. Got some, you know, I mean, really, this is what I really don't like. And I'm telling you, it's becoming more and more common. The people that do the news for the trucking industry, I mean, you know, Freight Waves and the trucker and all these other people, they're I don't know. To me, it's frustrating because they don't really cover the things that we really care about. That's what I'm trying to say. There was a let's see, Houston Public, ABC, New York Daily News, 18-wheeler collides with train in Texas, killing the truck's driver, officials say. Yep, Houston Public Media. And there's a picture here, but I can't really see. I mean, I see cars. The train derailed. So, from what I can tell. And let me dive into this. See this right here, this never got covered. It says Houston area crash between truck, Union Pacific train, kills driver, derails 20 plus rail cars. The cargo on the train included some hazardous materials, prompting Union Pacific to monitor air quality at the site of the crash, according to the Splendora Police Department. Says a truck driver died. Several freight train cars were derailed during Monday morning collision northeast of Houston. The crash between an 18-wheeler and Union Pacific train occurred shortly before 7:30 a.m. Monday along Interstate 69 U.S. 9. Says near its intersection with Fostoria and Midline Roads between the towns of Splendora and Cleveland, according to Lieutenant Troy Teller of Splendora Police Department. He said 21 train cars were derailed in the collision and that hazardous materials team from the Union Pacific was on site monitoring the quality of the precautions. Says the driver of the 18-wheeler died from his injuries sustained in the crash, according to the Monday morning Facebook post by the East Montgomery County Fire Department. It said that there were no injuries among Union Pacific train's crew. No other fatalities or injuries associated with the crash, according to Teller. It says vehicle traffic had been reopened, main lanes, 11 a.m. And no specific details on, like, the truck, the carrier, what the truck was hauling. And the picture doesn't really help at all. Let me go back out and see if I can find some more pictures. ABC 13, they have a video. See if we can let them go through their ads. We're going to play this video, see what they say. But you know what they do in the media is what we got to watch out for is they say truck, but they actually didn't pick up. So. On that video, it was like a sky camera, and it looked like the truck, and it was just gone. I mean, just obliterated. The only thing I saw was like a frame and then some axles, and it looked like it was, I mean, it might have been a dually big truck, or a dually pickup, because I saw two axles with two tires, but I couldn't really tell the size of them, or I didn't see but one axle with the two tires. So... doesn't say on here. There's nothing on that now. No, there's not nothing. Go back out. Go to the next one. The next one is New York Daily News. Hey, man, you guys got somebody running over your stuff up there. Don't worry about us. And, it says 18-wheeler, but doesn't say specifically what or where or who. I was looking for like a carrier. See this picture that they keep showing, and I guess it's from the Montgomery County Fire Department. Okay, so now I see it. There's the top of the truck, and it has the marker lights. But again, Look, the top of the truck only covers the cab. And so I'm trying to look at this other picture over here. There's like a picture. It looks like a windshield or a window. And I can't really tell. But, and then, okay, so this other piece looks like it was a big truck, but it might have been just a day cab or it was not very large. Yeah, there we go. But it was older. You could tell. I'm trying to zoom in on this picture here. Let me see if I can save it. And then I can zoom in on it. Let me have it here. There we go. Where's the zoom? I quit that. Yeah, maybe one of those KW. What are those KWs? What is it, like a T-800 or something like that? the hood kind of looks like that. But over here, this picture, this is what I was trying to look for to see what this was over here on this side. And what is that? Yeah, okay, that might be the other, that might be the sleeper. And that might be the door of the sleeper. Like going into, coming, like it completely detached. The sleeper completely came off. But yep, yeah, it's a big truck, all right. I don't know what happened to the trailer, or if it had a trailer at all, not real sure. But yep. I mean, it's completely obliterated. Just gone. Huh. Well, I mean, as far as the trucking industry goes, I mean, stuff like this happens every day. You know, the only reason why I caught this is because it happened this morning. But I mean, you go down the line and that's all you hear about. It's something about electric vehicles, or it's something about a particular crash, this crash, that crash, the other crash. And that's pretty much what it is in the trucking industry. So that's what they're talking about truck crashes. And then now they're going after, you know, of course, the new emissions. We know about that. And that's about it in the trucking industry. But all the hoopla over the news, if you just turn the news on and find out what's going on, all they're talking about is the game. And I don't know if you guys watch Fox News at all. A guy on here, Jesse Waters, he's kind of a weirdo. I don't know. I really don't listen to him that much. But he went on and on about the game because he's a big Eagles fan and he thought they got robbed. Political statement. Like, this brings us all together. Shouldn't they be like, just let them play? Why do we must let them? I said, dude, you're never going to win because we got to have officials, because nobody's going to like it if you don't have any rules and you don't have anybody checking the rules. And then they might get something wrong, but oh well, you know. I mean, it's just pretty much how everything goes. I mean, in your little, what do you call it, elite rich world that you live in the big city and nothing ever happens to you, you know, because you got security and you're wealthy and everything. I mean, you know, we put things in place and not everything's perfect. So, you know, you tell us to deal with it because of the government tells us to deal with it. You know, we pay fuel gas tax, we pay tax at the gas pumps, and we pay excise taxes for our vehicles, and then we expect our roads and bridges to be built and safe and working good, and they're not. So, you know, like I said, it's a system that we've put in place, but you know, you get mad because it ain't perfect. Well, you know, hey, that them's the breaks, you know, is the way it goes sometimes. So yeah. I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Where are we at here? Let's go ahead and just keep that one going. That's a good one. There we go. Awesome. Rocking and rolling all the way. Finishing up Monday, getting ready for Tuesday, getting ready for Valentine's Day. Anybody got any plans? Let me know. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody's support. And don't forget to go thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They are a great little trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. Got great trucks, great freight, moving up and down the road, staying busy. So give them a holler. You can check them out. Give them a call, 720-277-0030, or check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So check them out. Redneckandeyes.com is where you can find links to all those sponsors as well. And hang back here. Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a second.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory
to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Irish Radio. You can call us up. We're here live. It's 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And it's Monday. It's February the 13th, right before February the 14th. Isn't that something? And you never would have thought that would happen just like that. But that's the way it is. It's Monday. Valentine's Day is on a day. You know, I don't know anybody else has any opinion of it, but, you know, Valentine's Day needs to be, like, not the 14th. It needs, you know, what we need to do is we need to have it now. Since Super Bowl, since they've pushed it out where the Super Bowl is now like the second weekend in February, let's just make that a holiday weekend. Just like, you know, kind of like Christmas and New Year's, you know, when it's a weekend, because New Year's the same way. It's not on a weekend, but because it's during the holiday season, we just kind of throw it all together, right? But then Thanksgiving, like the whole weekend like that, right? And then, we do Memorial Day. We do Memorial Day weekend, you know, and that kind of thing. Memorial Day is always a Monday. Labor Day is always a Monday. So why don't we make Valentine's Day always on a Friday? And then that way we get a 3-day weekend. And just because the Super Bowl is on a Sunday, I mean, I'm not really worried about it because, you know, of course I work night shift and everything like that. But, well, you know, let's just have it to where everybody gets support. Let's call it, or you want to put Valentine's Day on a Monday, call that Valentine's Day and call it a federal holiday the day after Super Bowl. So the day after Super Bowl is always Valentine's Day. Because that's when all the guys want to go to the parties and they all, like, you know, drink too much and say things they don't mean really mean, or they say things they wish they could take back, or they might glance at the girls that they shouldn't be glancing at. And then Monday gives them an opportunity to apologize. You know, so that's a good thing. You know, hey, I'm sorry the way I acted during the Super Bowl. You know, my team didn't win. You know, here's some flowers. Let's go to dinner kind of thing. You know, I mean, that's the perfect way to do it. Oh, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, which you can find a link to on our Facebook page. No, not Facebook. Our website, redneckandeyes.com. That's what I was meant to say. I was going to get that plug in there right before I went to the call. Did I get it right? Is that you, Jeff? Is that you? Can you hear me?
How about them Chiefs?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 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 Jeff is from the area. He's from Nebraska, which I guess he has to pull for the Chiefs because there ain't no team in Nebraska in the NFL. So you're going to have to pull for the Chiefs. So that's it. There you go.
I have been a Chiefs fan longer than anything. I went through a depression of NFL football for a while when they disrespected the American flag. But now with Mahomes back, I'm back, I tell you.
It was good. I mean, they did really good for the national anthem, but also too, you know, there are a lot of pictures of for the stuff that I follow on social media. They caught a lot of players kneeling and praying by themselves or kneeling and praying together, and you know, so regardless of what everybody thinks out there, these players they do have a good heart and they do a lot of good things. So they practice their faith very, very strongly. So I'm really proud of those guys doing that and not bowing down to the woke crowd.
Well, you know, they got their on the sidelines. They got it on the field. You know, they make the point. That's fine. But when it comes to the national anthem, it's still national anthem. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, but, yeah, what the hell is that jibber-jabbish break music you were playing? I thought I called in the wrong show. Well, of course I called in right at 6:05, and it says nothing scheduled for 24 hours. I go, all right. I'll try it again. And there you are. And I called in and go, oh, hell, I must have got to the wrong channel.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, you know, you're going to have to get with the times, buddy, and get with the music. It's good music. There, it's
really?
I mean, it was Aerosmith. I mean, you know who Aerosmith is, don't you?
Well, that didn't even sound like Aerosmith.
No, yeah, that's kind of the new stuff of Aerosmith, but I mean, it's almost 20 years old now. When I called in,
I didn't recognize it. I'm going, what in the hell?
Yeah, that is what do you call that song actually got played when they come out with the new Dodge Challenger. When they come out with the new Dodge Challenger back in the day, remember when they did away with it and then they come back with a new body style and Dodge was making a reappearance.
What song was it?
It's called Just Push
what
Play.
What song was it?
Just Push Play. That's
Aerosmith,
what the title is.
Huh?
Aerosmith, Just Push Play.
Damn, yeah, I've listened to a lot of Aerosmith. I've seen him in concert. I've never heard that.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it came out like in maybe 2008, maybe 2007, something like that. So, yeah,
all
it's
right.
New Aerosmith.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
Well, yep. It's just like the halftime show. I enjoyed it more when I turned the volume down.
I know, right? We were all sitting there, and we were actually at a bar, but it was closed down. It was only people we knew and everything. And some people were outside in the area watching it on the TV out there, and they had the volume on, and they were like paying attention. I mean, there was some younger people there watching it and everything, and we had the volume turned down inside. And I walked out there, and I said, you know, it's more fun, and it's more entertaining in there. They got the volume turned down.
I mean,
and then I guess,
mean, them dancers, they were on cue. My God,
yeah.
They were all in step and in beat. I'm going, holy shit, that's impressive.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all dressed in those white, you know, do you see that too?
Yeah.
Like these big baggy coats.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you went on the website. If you go on the website of Ben Shapiro, they've got some funny little videos, and they got a little short little video of those white puffy coats all coming out. Like there's about 10 or 12 of them all dancing together in those big white puffy coats. And it says, the Chinese balloons are coming to the U.S.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Well, hey, so I guess if a balloon lands on your property, you get to keep it, right?
Should.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, so that's, and they might be still be coming. You never know. But, I was thinking maybe there's aliens out there. I don't know.
There's the, everybody has the right to shoot down, like a drone goes over your property so low, you have the right to shoot it down.
Right.
But if it's high enough where you can't hit it with a gun, it's called international airspace.
There you go. Isn't that something?
Well, I got to be careful with my drone, how low I fly. Because if my neighbor shoots it down, it's their right. I'm in their airspace.
Yep.
So if they
can't,
if I'm too high where they can't hit it with a gun, then I'm international. I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's one of those things where, I mean, even if you were like, if you were low enough where they could hit it with a gun, you know, I don't know a lot of people that, you know, it takes some kind of good expert to hit that. You know, I don't know, maybe a professional skeet shooter or something, be able to hit it. But they're using shotgun rounds anyway, so they got a little splatter going. But somebody just firing a rifle, you got one bullet coming at it, I don't know, that might be pretty hard. Especially with the pistol.
I don't know, I just think it's ironic, you let one that you tracked into the country fly into Montana and don't do anything about it until it's completely off of our coastline. And now, anything that comes within 25 feet, supposedly you're shooting down. So is that all bullshit? That there's not something really there, but they're putting out propaganda and saying, oh, yeah, we screwed up that first time, but we're not screwing up no more. How do we know? Have we seen anything?
Well, yeah. I was going to say, we haven't seen any – I mean, nobody's actually – said had any video like the only reason they got busted on the first one is because there was actually civilian video that seen it. So people outside of airplanes said, hey, look at that. And then when it got shot down, we saw it got shot down. I mean, a lot of these places that they're shooting down, they're like in very remote areas where nobody can see it. And I was like, well, that's kind of convenient that, you know, they get shot down so quickly once they've been identified and nobody's seen them before that, you know.
Then I heard that we shot down one of them over Canadian airspace. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now it's okay for us to shoot down things over another country's airspace because of NORAD, but we had to wait till that dang balloon floated out of over the United States before we could shoot it down. This ain't making sense, boys.
Well, when the briefing came down that they said that the generals were told to shoot it down, but then they were afraid of doing any kind of damage to life or property for the first one that came across, and they didn't do it until it was over the water like that. I mean, my question was, I didn't think that was the military's job. Like, when you're told to shoot something down that could potentially be national security or danger if it did do anything, then you shoot it down regardless of what it might do. I mean, isn't that what your job is? Your job, like one guy said, the military is to fight wars and kill things and break things. You know, the job of the military.
What are the odds that that thing's going to fall on anything in Montana anyway?
Well, that's the thing. One guy said on the news, he's like, there's two people in Montana. It'll land on one of those guys' barns, and he'll be famous, and the other guy won't. I said, that's pretty much what it'll be. You know, he'll sell tickets saying, this is the barn that the balloon fell on. Come pay me $20 to come see it. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean,
hey, speaking of bars in Corpus Christi, have you ever been or do you ever go to that one bar that's made out of swings?
Actually, there's a few of them in here now. There's been a big push for that. So there's one in Port Aransas. You've probably been to that one because that's probably the newest one and most famous. It's the swing bar, and it's got like a little garage next to it where it's like a drive-in convenience store.
I was at the one. I was at like the original one when I was down there, pick up my truck that time. There was only one swing bar that we knew of, but it was awesome. Cool as shit. Swings hanging around the bar area. I mean, God dang!
Yeah.
Talk about Valentine's Day. You can take your chick out there and go swinging.
Yeah, there you go. The, what do you call it? So there's one in Port A, and then there's one actually down by the bridge. So you got the big bridge that crosses over the causeway and goes to the island. It's the JFK Causeway. Yeah. And underneath that
must be a newer one.
Yeah, that, I mean, I think they just added the swings, and they're kind of more of a trailer park swing where it's just rope. There's not really a big chair. The one you probably went to, they had, there were big chairs, weren't they? The swings were hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, they're like big chairs, big like porch swings and big ropes.
Yeah.
And, cool.
Yeah, that's the swing bar, and actually that was built by a friend of mine. His name was Tim Everett, and he was a builder, a contractor. He owned a big construction company up in Dallas, and when he retired down to Port Aransas. And now, you know what he did now? He sold that bar, and him and his new bride, they went to Mexico, and they run a hotel in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You know, I thought that was a great idea, especially for an area that stays warm most of the time, you know, and, and sit in a swing and have a drink. And I like that place.
The new one that opened up, I mean, the rope isn't that big, and they're just planks of wood. It's not like a chair. It's like an actual swing, like a swing set. They're big enough I mean, like if you're not me and you probably couldn't put, you know, our significant others on there, but you know, you youngsters out there, if you want to take your date and sit on a swing together, you can do it at this other bar down there. It's the Packery Channel Bar and Grill is what it's called, and it's right on the water. Actually, you can drink your beer. You sit there on the deck, and you you could pull up there on a boat, and you can dock your boat and then go have a drink and then get back in your boat and leave. It's right by a boat dock.
Oh, okay. I know that. I know what you're talking about there.
Yep. It's pretty awesome.
Man, there's a damn good seafood place down there.
Yeah, Snoopy's. Yep.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Yep.
And I like that.
Yep. And down here now, what we're finding out is the crawfish bowls are in season now. You'll find a lot of places down here, they put out their signs that they have crawfish. And crawfish.
Oh, yeah?
Crawfish now, because it's so commercialized now with getting the crawfish, usually they don't come into season until after Mardi Gras, like after Lent. Usually the time, because what it is Louisiana, it's like the tradition is you do Mardi Gras and then you do the Lent, and then after Easter, then it's, you know, like around April and May is when the crawfish come in season. It gets warmer at that time in the Louisiana swamp area and that kind of thing. But now they've gone out and they go out and they get them. They go fishing for crawfish somewhere else, and then they bring them in and they just, it's commercialized where it's like now from now until probably the end of April, you'll be able to get crawfish anywhere you go real cheap or not real cheap, but you know, it's a special kind of thing. It's like a seasonal thing where it's like, hey, come on over here, and it's Mardi Gras and, you know, all that Fat Tuesday. It's a big crawfish thing down here in Louisiana. So
I don't know. I've had crawfish. I'm not that keen on it.
No, I'm not either. In fact, when I go to places like that, I often get the shrimp or crab alternative. You know, I'm like, hey, can I just, instead of a bag of crawfish, can I just get a bag of shrimp? I'll take that with all the same seasonings and all the same fixings. Just replace the crawfish with shrimp, and I'll be okay with that. You know, so
yeah,
Louisiana
red,
people.
Red Lobster the other night, they had all you could eat shrimp. God, it lost money on me.
I love it. I love shrimp too, man. It's really awesome. Yeah, we got some good places down here that do a lot of good shrimp stuff. And of course, we got shrimp boats.
Yeah.
They sell shrimp right off the dock right out here in downtown Corpus Christi. So it's a lot of fun. Yep.
I need to get back down there. I'm going to tell my company, get me back for Corpus. I haven't been there since I bought my truck 2 years ago.
Isn't that something? So coming up here, like the beginning of March, March 3rd is Texas Independence Day. That's when we won the war against Mexico for independence. Is March 3rd is the day. So Sunday or Saturday, March 4th, we're going up to San Antonio, and the Harley dealership there is having a big party for independence, and they're going to have burgers and stuff like that. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like our July 4th. In Texas here, so we're doing
that'd
that.
That'd be fun.
So, yeah, and then
that'd be fun.
Yep, and then other than that, as far as down here in Corpus, we're, like not this weekend, but next weekend, the 25th, there's an annual polar bear poker run. I think that supports the local police department. Is Harley Davidson actually does it. So it's not really a big, you know, traditional thing, but that's pretty much going on for being down here. And then just throwing some parties.
Polar bear down there ain't the same as polar bear up here, I guarantee you.
No, they call it polar bear just because it's in February. That's the only reason. Last year it was in January, and it was cold. It was like 45 degrees, but they want us to go on a bike ride. So, yeah. But
believe the number of bikes out this weekend and what I saw today. I'm like, wow, shit, it's still February up here, folks.
Yeah, it's the weather's getting warm, man. That's when you see them come out. You know, it's just like cockroaches. You know, as soon as the sun comes out, here they come.
I was at a bar. Well, I bought a new camper over the weekend. Went through this town and this bar there. I bet there was 30 bikes parked in that bar. Well, they must be having a poker run or something.
Yeah, some kind of party or event for the local chapters or whatever they're doing. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, but in February. Yep. I thought, shit, if you're planning that ahead of time, how do you plan there's not 5 inches of snow on the ground, you know?
Well, that's a lot of things. You know, the funny thing is that the new members that we have to our little group here, you know, we schedule rides, and they say, well, if it's raining, are we going to ride? And I said, dude, the event's scheduled, whether it rains or not. It's just if you don't want to go, don't go. And if you don't show up, you know, and so if we get there, if I get there, you know, if somebody decides to go and it's raining, then and nobody shows up, it's like, oh, well, nobody, and then we're not doing it then, I guess. You know, it's kind of like that thing. We don't do it if nobody shows up. But sometimes it's drizzly and sometimes it's not. And down here it gets so humid that the water just kind of floats in the sky. So it's not rain. It's just humid. But you can still get your windshield wet, you know?
Yeah.
But, yep. But, I ran
a bike down there one time. Corpus Christi had a good ride. It just rode it all over. I loved it down there. I can see where you have a lot of fun on a motorcycle, Corpus Christi.
Hell yeah, man. Yep. And I do. I have a lot of fun.
I rented it, and it was Halloween weekend at Corpus Christi. And you could park your bike downtown where you couldn't park a car. And watch all the freaks go up and down the sidewalk bar often. What a show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just wait till they get the Gay Pride Parade. When they do the Gay Pride Parade, you can watch that, too. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, will you be in that?
I won't be in the parade. We were downtown. Actually, you know what they did? They did the gay. So this might offend some of the African-American listeners out there, but they had the Gay Pride Parade on Juneteenth. And so one of the MCs did a Juneteenth bike run where we just started one side and went to another side of town. And we, part of the ride took us up to the top of the downtown area there. And they were out there already starting. I mean, the parade hadn't officially started yet, but they had roped everything off. And it was like, man, what are you guys doing? You know, and they're thinking there's a parade going on. They had the rainbow flags walking around like that. And I was like, oh, man. And we got kind of stuck. We were kind of officially part of the parade, although the parade didn't start for another 3 hours. But people were already on the route driving really slow because they thought it was kind of cool, I guess. I don't know.
You talk about praise for things like that. I was in a town one time, and I saw it going on, and I, you got to be kidding me. But now for the people who are like what do they call them, sun worshipers or something like that. They had a day in, was it Charlottesville or I don't know what town it was down south, but it was one day a year where it's okay to parade and walk completely naked.
Just one day of the year, huh?
One day a year. That's kind of cool. I kind of like that.
Yeah, right.
Got to remember that for next time.
Yeah, there you go. Put it on the calendar.
Yeah. Must do.
Yep.
So you're done. All right. Well, when did you start tonight?
It was like maybe 8 or 9 after.
Oh, hell, so you must. All right.
Yep. Cool deal,
good
buddy.
Good hearing you. Talk to you later.
All right, now. Yep, we'll see you.
Bye.
Good deal. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, I already got it going. Let's get it going. Good deal. We're going to get things fired up and head on out, because I got to get to work. And everybody have a great night out there. Remember, we're here live every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find links to that on our website, redneckandeyes.com. And I appreciate everybody's support. What do you call? Thank our great sponsors, Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. Download their app. TruckerTools.com is their website. Also, DPF Regeneration at DPFRegeneration.com. And Load to Ride Transportation at LTRTransportation.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So you guys take care, and we'll be seeing you. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody's support. When you guys see you guys later, be safe, be successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
I'm a road man. It all looks the same. Same old town with a different name. That's why I keep moving on. Now if I had a dollar every mile I drove, you know I would be rich beyond words. Money ain't the only thing I've learned.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.